You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you think about the government, local, state, federal, how much do you trust those leaders we've elected? Well, we certainly know public approval ratings for Congress are at abysmally low levels. Latest Gallup poll finds 78% of U.S. voters disapprove of the job Congress is doing. Only 17% approve. Let's look more closely at just what we all think about our leaders. Joining us here in the studio are Charlie Ballard. He directs the State of the State Survey for Michigan State University. And Tom Evacco, who does the Michigan Public Policy Surveys for the University of Michigan's Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy, Close Up. Tom, the last time we spoke, you gave us a snapshot of the state of trust between we the people and the leaders we've elected. Your newest survey looks at what Michigan's local government leaders think about the federal, state, and other local government leaders. So what did you find? How much trust is there?
Very little trust. So, yes, we asked local leaders all across the state how much of the time they trust the federal government, the state government, and local governments to do what is right. And what we found in 2013 is only 6% trust the federal government, nearly always or most of the time. So it's pretty down, not much, can't get much lower. It was 10% previously. It's down to 6% now. Pretty bad.
Somehow, I don't think that's what the founding fathers had in mind when this was all being constructed in 1776. Do you?
No. Although, of course, you know, I think, going all the way back to the founding of the country, you know, distrust of power, I think, is part of our political DNA. So I think it's built in to some degree. But we've seen over time a steep decline, and the decline continues today.
And over the years, how do you think this has changed?
Well, in the Michigan Public Policy Survey, it's relatively new. We started in 2009 asking local government leaders. And so we only asked this trust question once before, and that was in 2009. And what we found since then is, although we had low trust in the federal government then, we have less now. Towards the state government, it's a little more mixed. Republican and independent local leaders have more trust today than they did. Fairly marginal, but more. Democratic local leaders have less. And towards other local governments, it's about the same as it was before, overwhelming trust in other local governments.
All right. Now, Charlie Ballard, your latest State of the State survey looks at the level of trust that voters have in their local, state, and federal leaders. So what did you find?
Yeah. So we asked exactly the same questions, but we asked them of different populations. So the U of M survey is looking at the local officials themselves, and my survey is a random sample of about 1,000 just Michigan adults, ordinary folks. The trust was similar in terms of the state government. There were some partisan differences, but the overall level in each case, 19% said they trusted the state government nearly all or most of the time.
Okay.
Which is not fabulous, but
no.
It was similar for the two groups. Lower for the federal government, but the general public is not nearly as negative toward the federal government as the local officials are.
Interesting.
They have only 6% in the nearly all or most of the time. We had 15%. So our population's assessment of the federal is not all that different from the state. It's a little bit worse for federal, whereas the local officials, federal is a lot worse than state. But the biggest difference of all is in the assessment of the local. We asked, how do you like your local government? And the numbers were decent. 39% said nearly all or most of the time they'd trust, and only 21% said that they seldom or never trust their local. But that compares with 67% of the local officials who trust the local
yes.
government. So I think what it tells you is that the local officials, they sort of trust people like themselves.
Yeah, they all think they're doing a pretty good job.
yeah, and they think they're doing a pretty good job. And the public gives them higher ratings than they give either to the state or federal, but not nearly as high as they give to themselves.
There you go. There's the reality check from the view from the trenches, if you will.
The view from the trenches,
from the
exactly.
The homes. And Charlie, how has this changed? Are you seeing opinion trending one way or the other?
We've actually been doing this since 1995, so we have a little bit more of a time trend. For the local government, it's almost unchanged. It's pretty flat. There's a very, very slight downward trend, but really it's stayed pretty stable. But for the state government, it's gone way down. It used to be that we had way more people saying that they trust state government nearly all the time than saying that they trust it seldom or never. That has reversed. The two lines crossed back in 2007.
Okay.
And right now we had in our most recent 19% with the sort of thumbs up and 31% with the thumbs down toward state government. And the rest of the people said they trust it some of the time, sort of a bland
middle of the road kind of category.
And the federal government had a big upsurge in trust right after 9/11. People were pleased. There was a sort of a national rallying around in a time of crisis, and our trust in federal government went way up, and then it has come down pretty steadily since then. And so both for state and for federal, a pretty long-standing downward trend.
All right. Jump ball, whoever wants to kind of chime in on this. Why do you think this is?
Well, national opinion surveys on this go back to the early 1950s, and it's been a long-term slide since then. It was about 73% trusted state federal government nearly always or most of the time in the late 50s. And an awful lot of academic research finds, I think, a variety of reasons for this this declining trust. A lot of it seems to be based on the state of the economy. And when the economy is not doing well, people tend to trust their policymakers much less. And so I think that's at least part of what's going on over the last decade in Michigan.
So trust and approval kind of going hand in hand. We're not
yes.
happy at somebody. It might as well be the ones we've elected.
Exactly. After all, there are lots of reasons why you could say I don't trust somebody. One would be that you think they're corrupt or not transparent or something like that. But the other could be just that you're not happy with the situation. I think another one is that both for the state and for the federal government, we've seen a lot of dysfunction in recent years. That's not to say that we didn't have dysfunction before, but the partisan bickering and bitterness has certainly been pretty nasty in recent years, and I think that probably contributes to these declining numbers. The state government went from sort of net positive ratings to net negative 6 or 7 years ago. Well, that was at a time when, first of all, the economy was not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
But second, you remember the gridlock in Lansing between a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature that led to government shutdowns. That is not the kind of thing that inspires confidence among the public. And it was at that time that the state's numbers went dramatically south.
We're speaking with Tom Evacco, who does the Michigan Public Policy Surveys for the University of Michigan's Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy. And then that was Charlie Ballard speaking. He directs the State of the State Survey for Michigan State University. So let's talk about a big picture here, guys. Here we are. We're 16 months away from the midterm election for Michigan, so it's a big one. We have lawmakers in Lansing and in Washington who headed off on summer recess and left some big issues hanging out there in midair, Medicaid expansion here in Michigan, student loan interest rates, among other things in Washington. We have lousy approval and trust ratings. So overall, is this a healthy way to have things, Tom?
I don't think it is very healthy. I think there will always be some amount of distrust. There will always be some amount of dissatisfaction built in because politics is about winners and losers
sure.
most of the time. And so we're never going to get to 100% satisfaction or 100% trust. But it's gotten to, I think, such a state of dysfunction and fighting and arguing that I don't think it's healthy, certainly. Unfortunately, I also don't think this is making much of a difference in terms of political campaigns. Negative campaigning works.
Yeah, I want to echo some of the things that Tom has said. A healthy skepticism about government is absolutely essential. I mean, our country was founded on dissatisfaction with the British government
Correct.
Under which we had lived. But when you get to a sort of a pathological distrust of government, that can be a problem. I think one of the problems that we face is that even though the legislators may know that there's general trust in government, they don't have to appeal to the public as a whole. They have to appeal to the people in their district, and in most cases, their district is gerrymandered to guarantee a victory for their political party. And what that means is that they don't have to appeal to moderate or independent voters or people on the other side of the aisle. In an awful lot of cases, our legislators have this very real perception that they've just got to win their primary. And once they win the primary, they're in because the game is rigged in terms of the drawing of the legislative district boundaries. Another one that my survey looked at a few years ago, we asked about would you be in favor of an independent nonpartisan commission to draw the district lines?
Yes.
Overwhelming public support for that. If it ever got to the ballot, of course, the elected legislators don't necessarily want to get it to the ballot. But if it ever did get it to the ballot, I believe that it would pass.
What do both of you think that the term limits in Michigan are doing to the competency levels of our legislature and back to this trust?
Disaster. It's hard to imagine a self-inflicted wound that could be more serious than this one, because you used to have people in Lansing who had an incentive to build up and maintain relationships, because you know that that other guy is going to be there 4 years from now, 6 years from now, 10 years from now. Now that's gone. And also just the lack of experience. We have subcommittees of important legislative committees chaired by people who are in their first term.
Right.
And so I think it's a very unfortunate turn of events. I'd love to see some relaxation so that we could get a little bit more experience and also go back to building the long-term relationships. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with two legislators one time, one from Democrat, one from Republican. They worked for 8 years to get a piece of legislation passed. Well, with the 6-year term limit in the House, you don't even try.
Yeah, my take, I think I share a lot of Charlie's concerns about term limits. I was concerned before term limits that legislators were locked into place. Incumbents almost never lost seats. And so abuse of power, I think, was an issue in a lot of folks' minds. So I think a lack of term limits is not necessarily an ideal world. I agree completely that I think current term limits in Michigan have played into some of the dysfunction and the partisan bickering. There really is no incentive to work long term. So I think that's a problem. I suspect that a lot of people in Michigan would support lengthening the terms, but I don't think there's support for removing term limits.
And we asked also a few years ago in my survey, well, what about – okay, right now it's 6 years in the House, 8 years in the Senate. What if it was 14 years total and you could be in either one? Well, that had majority support. Mm-hmm. We also asked, well, what if you get to your end of your term limit and then you could have to be out for 4 years but you could come back? And that also had fairly substantial majority support. So people are – at least amenable to some relaxation of these rules. And I'd love to see – I think almost any relaxation of our severe term limits would be a move in the right direction.
So looking at what we've been talking about, at the data you've both found in your surveys, give us your thoughts as far as the overall takeaway about feelings and about politics as we are here facing, July 2013 in Michigan. Tom, I'll start with you.
I think there's a lot of dissatisfaction among Michigan's local government leaders, certainly, about the state of the nation and the state of our state of Michigan. I think it's based on a set of complex reasons. I think some local government leaders in Michigan are satisfied with some of the things that has been happening in state policy. State policymakers have passed some new policies that have strengthened local government, but at the same time they've cut revenue sharing. Mm-hmm. They have imposed additional unfunded mandates, which breaks the Constitution of Michigan. So I think it's a very complex picture among Michigan's local government leaders. But if we have to sum it up, not particularly good state of affairs overall.
And his survey is looking at the local leaders themselves. Mine is looking at the broader public, and certainly you don't see a huge amount of happiness with the way things are going. And you see these downward trends over time. And so if I were an official standing for election or for re-election in 2014, I would want to go in that with my eyes open and realize that the public is not all that happy. You're going to have to deal with, in many cases, people who are sort of negative and have developed over time a negative view of government generally. I think at least some of these folks may have a very positive view of particular aspects of government. For instance, there's not much trust in federal government, and yet most people think that Social Security and Medicare are good. But for the overall sort of view of government in general, there's a lot of distrust, and that's a serious problem for our public, I believe.
Interesting thoughts, and I know we are that this will not be our last conversation about these issues and about these attitudes. Tom Evacco, who does the Michigan Public Policy Surveys for the University of Michigan Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks.
And Charlie Ballard, who directs the State of the State Survey for Michigan State University. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Cindy.